Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. I think you're trying to record this since the platform can't. So if you could get a little closer to the phone, that would be great.
Yes, I'm having many issues, Sherry, but I think we're going to resolve them. Bob is recording the radio show anyway, so we'll just work with what we've got.
Okay. Well, again, if you could get a little closer to whatever is miking you, that would be great, because at least for me, you sound very far away.
Okay, let me work on that.
Okay.
can you hear me on the...
Yeah.
Can you hear me sufficiently to hear the assignments, Sherry?
Yes, yes. You just sound far away.
Okay.
You're clear.
So our assignment from Friday... Go back and review the conversation in your head that you've jotted down about this focus to see if there are any voices you've not captured. Example, voice missing. I wish I had someone to plan my trip with. RL, what you see. Then on Saturday, is there a duality operating that you can identify? Rearrange the voices on each side of the duality. Which aspect of ego do you see on each side? RL. Example, one side. You know you're happier when you've done your research. Just do it. Know it all. Second side. I don't have to have time to do all the research I need to do. Busy. And then on Sunday, can you see how the voices are framing your choices to ensure you never win? Example, if I begin the research, then I'm not doing something else that's more important and I feel stressed. If I don't sit down and do the research, then I won't enjoy my trip. I'll be worried about what I might be missing out on since I've not yet done my homework. Assignment, what are the two choices the voices offer you? RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Ashwini. It's Carolyn.
Good morning. Who's this?
Good. Carolyn.
Who is this again?
Hello, first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Christine.
Hello, Christine.
Hi. I think Carolyn was unmuted, and then I was unmuted. But Carolyn.
All right. Well,
gone,
we've got you now, Christine, and we're not going to let you go. Okay. So we'll look for Carolyn, but we're clinging to you temporarily.
Oh gosh.
No pressure.
Okay.
What are you seeing?
Let's see. So I was using the example of. In January, I bought a house. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Got a little echo there,
okay.
But yes.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you bought
yes.
a house
okay.
in January.
Yep. And immediately I could see it's a new beginning. And, I could see it so many ways that conditioning was taking that away from me in the usual ways of that it does.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so what are you seeing, Christine, now that you've moved forward with that? Now we're toward the end of March and the entire world is
mm-hmm.
in a level of chaos we've never witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing in this beginning with that content or any other?
Yeah. So the attention is shifting a lot. It's shifting from here I am, in my new
mm-hmm.
house, and
Mm-hmm. And I'm getting the opportunity to spend more time here. I mean, yeah, without choice, but I'm, you know, I'm glad, actually, that I have some more time at home.
Because you love your house?
Yep, it's great. Yep.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's great. Yeah, thank you. It's great. And then, of course, the attention goes, so I was going to say, the attention goes to all the stuff around me. The attention goes to the neighbors and, you know, what's everybody else doing, you know, in their house, and how is everybody else doing? And then it's important that I bring the attention back to how's Christine doing? So it's a back and forth. Yeah, mm-hmm. Between.
Which, Christine, it always has been, right? But what we're getting to see in this particular beginning is that amplified. We're getting to see it for what it is, right? It's not able to kind of go under the radar any longer. It's really obvious that that's what's going on because so much other stuff has fallen away. And so the same processes that have always been there are now front and center in a way that they haven't been before.
Yeah, and that reminds me of listening to Open Air and hearing, actually it was that retreat we did on Saturday. It's so awesome. Thank you. You know, reminded me that how self-hate is just always lingering around and jumping on. And I think that's why I just said bringing the attention back to caring for myself, because, man, if my attention's out there noticing the suffering of all the other people and, you know, this is awful. I mean, I do feel a little extra stressed about what's going on, and I can have beautiful days here at my house.
Yes, precisely. And again, before I let you go and find out what else is going on out there, that has always been the case. Everything that is going on now has always been the case. There have always been people who couldn't get medical care. There have always been people with scary medical conditions. There have always been people who are out of work, who don't have enough food, who are homeless. All of that is exactly the same, right? And seeing how egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, wants to make that something new so that it will be able to justify what it's doing to you in taking you out of the moment and making some, you know, getting attention onto suffering. So seeing all of that is really helpful, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good, good. Well, I love imagining you there in your new house, your new home that you love. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So thank you, Christine.
Thanks. Okay, take care. Take care, everybody.
All right,
bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Christine. Sherry, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Again, you're still very far away from me, but I can hear you clearly, and I'm grateful for that.
Okay, well, I'm just troubleshooting the interfaces here, but I'm going to bring the next caller on. So here we go. Next caller, you're live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Oh, I am just so grateful for this retreat. I didn't sign up at the very beginning of it, and as all the coronavirus stuff went on, I was going, what a perfect time to sign up for this.
to
be
inside and doing this. I've been sick, and so I got into some too much TV watching, I would say, when I was quite sick, and just starting this retreat has made me kind of look at beginnings and things I've wanted to begin and all the reasons why I haven't begun them, and going,
and now there's no excuse, right?
Yes, like, there's no excuse.
Can't give you any reason. Yeah.
That's right. There's no excuse except time. I made a list of all the things I wanted to do and how much time they would take in the day, and then I'm going, oh, I actually don't have that much time. So
let's look at the week, right?
Yes.
Let's look at the week, right? Because it's really true. And again, Mary, that is true all the time, isn't it? I mean, when you're healthy and up and participating fully in your life, there was still not time enough in the day to do everything, both that we want to do, that we would love to do, and that the voices are telling us we should do. There was never enough time.
Right.
And so it's really, now we really get to practice with what now. So these are all the things that I would love to do. And we look to life, to the intelligence, to guide us with what now.
Yes. But what I'm finding is the voices are telling me, oh, but don't start that because you never finish. So why start it?
Which, again, Mary, I bet did not start with the coronavirus.
No, it did not. No, it did not.
Yeah. And so, again, we get to hear this stuff in a new way, right? It's like this is a whole new world, okay? So however you were in the past, however any of us were in the past, which could include 5 minutes ago, it has nothing to do with now.
Right.
So, you know, it says you've never finished anything. Now, if you want to have a fun exercise, you could just start a list of all of the things that you have finished, okay? and there will be not time enough for you to get through that. And so you hear that voice and just go, you are such old news. You know, if you go online and you want to read about, say, what's happening with the coronavirus, you kind of scroll down through it. If it says 5 days ago, you know there's no sense in reading that. Right, because that's old news, and conditioning is old news. Everything that it's saying to us in our head is old news. We don't have to pay any attention to that. And with you in particular, with what you're looking at right now, which is all of us, okay, because you're every person. We all are every person. Attending to that kind of nonsense, that robs us of the time and energy that we could have available to us to do all of the things that we want to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I did a recording last night of all the things I have finished because that
good for you.
Pretty loud. So about not finishing. So yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's just tons of stuff. Tons and tons and tons and tons for every one of us. The things that it says you didn't finish are probably things that couldn't be finished.
Maybe.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, it'll be fun to look, right?
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary. Glad you joined us.
Bye.
So happy.
Sorry.
Oh, Ashwini, I hear you punching buttons and...
Sherry, can you hear me?
Perfectly, beautifully.
Okay, here's our next caller. You're now live
right
here. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, it's Colin here in Kent.
Hello, Colin. I was wondering about you. We've heard from... three folks in your part of the world since the show started, which of course made me think of you, and so it's good to hear you. How's it going?
Well, very, very happy to be here, and yes, sort of welcoming a new beginning, yeah. So, things were chugging along very nicely, and suddenly were brought to a halt, and I'm sort of picking up again, and looking at that aspect of practicing something and having another go at it now, and doing it a bit differently, sort of welcoming that opportunity actually to do things differently and to do some new things really.
Yes,
and
that's right, because it's a new day, isn't it? So everything
yeah.
that was before just doesn't apply, does it?
No, it doesn't. So it's quite exciting really to be doing lots of new things. And over the weekend there was I'm learning some new skills, and I was sort of remembering from like years ago there were things that I really used to enjoy, and I'm picking them up again now. I'm sort of having to, and there's a person there who really enjoys that, and welcoming that, but that there seems to be with that a negation of it. There's something from ego saying, well, you shouldn't be doing that. So there's I'm embracing all these different people that, if you like, that are doing all these different things, but for every one of them there's some judgment or opposition saying, well, you shouldn't be doing that. Yeah,
of course. And isn't it handy when we realize that I can't remember, recently we were talking about something. Oh, it was Virginia, and standing on her forearms, right? And the voice is saying, you can't do that. You can't do that. Well, she's doing it, and you can't do that. So when you see something like that, it's really handy. So for you to see that basically whatever you do, the voice is going to be saying you shouldn't be doing that, which again, Colin, I bet didn't start with the coronavirus.
No, absolutely not. Because and with these things that I was doing years ago, of course, I'm thinking, well, why did I drop doing them? And why has all that time gone by when I've not actually been not been doing those things? Yes. Yeah, so
probably,
so absolutely.
We can guess it was because you were believing a voice that said you shouldn't be doing that.
Yes. It just seems that it's always lurking in the background, telling me not that I, and whichever way I go with the dualities, whatever, if I do this, that's wrong. If I do the other, that's wrong. And it's just following me around wherever I go. It seems that there's telling me that I should be on the other side of the duality, and no, that's wrong. You should be back on the other side. And
I got a really delightful image of you going around your day, turning around really quickly, and going, "I see you. I got you." to that voice that is following you around, right? And to bring conscious awareness to that voice is always following me around. So I see you. Gotcha. I heard that. You're doing that.
Oh, yes. And that sounds like quite a sort of energizing place. I've got in my mind of sort of, I don't know, I'm on my toes, sort of bouncing around. It's a kind of alertness with it. Because I notice when the negativity comes in, it sort of pushes, the energy drains away, and it's, oh, no.
Yes.
And the way you frame it like that, it's like, right, I'm watching out for you now. Yes. And I'm moving the body, and it sounds like it keeps the energy going much better like that.
It's kind of like martial art. You know, it's an Aikido kind of thing, right? Where, and again, I go back to, it might be a fun time to drag out the old Inspector Clouseau and Kato, you know, because that's what it's like. You know, this stuff is coming after you all the time. So can you be watching out for it? Can you be aware of it? Not that we want our attention on what ego is doing all of the time, right? But that is appearing in awareness. And so you can be aware of it and call it out, right, without losing any focus at all in your expanded awareness on this here now, because that's happening in this here now.
Oh, right, that seems really important to me, because so it's almost like I can just do that, and then I just carry on with the flow of what's
that's
happening
exactly
in my
right.
day. I haven't got the energy.
You get the
yes.
energy. There's no energy drain with that, right? It brings it right back to you. Gotcha.
Yes. Yes, no, well, that's something I've been sort of playing with, sort of moving the body, maybe dancing or something, and just to get the energy going, and not
yep.
like, oh, I've got to lie down and listen to some voice recordings for half an hour to help me. It's more, no, I carry on doing what I'm doing, and
yes.
that seems really,
yes.
really helpful, yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, keep having
well,
fun.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, so, thank you.
Thanks
very much. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Happy.
Bye. Thanks, Colin. And here's our next caller, Sherry. We are not, okay. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Brian.
This is Brian?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Brian.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the phone didn't work today, so I'm on the computer. It works. Great. So, yeah, seeing how I do everything is how I do, how I do anything is how I do everything is happening a lot in the last week or so.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
really seeing that it gets framed as a duality. But it's really not. It's either really suffering or suffering. And
that points us to the two bad choices, right?
Yeah.
Which was just pointed out, right? Going that direction, you're wrong. Going that direction, you're wrong.
It's like, yeah, so I had an image of it as a train track. On one side, the train is painted one color of suffering. If you go to the other side, it's painted a different color of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same
so
train,
can be
the same track.
Yeah. Yep, 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 yep. Oh, that's a great image.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with the whole thing with the beginning is just seeing, like, it needs to be perfect. You need to know you need to know how it's going to end in order to begin is basically what the story is.
That's deadly, isn't it? Since we cannot possibly know how anything is going to end, that's a stop in your tracks, right?
Yeah.
Called on the tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. And so my I don't remember, 5 or 6 years ago, I was at a retreat and decided to officially change careers. And did. But I've been in the process of building a building the whole 5 or 6 years. And finally, 2 weeks ago, I turned in the loan application. It's a lot of money. And so the waiting for it to be perfect, I need more information. And so now there's the virus, so they're not writing, you know, the loans are going, the rates are going down. I'm like, well, it may not be so bad. Maybe I don't need to worry about it. But they're not writing new loans, they're telling me now. So now what I'm hearing is, it's too late. See how it was.
Uh-huh. Which, Brian, is really important. Right? Because the voice was saying, you have to know how this is going to end in order to begin, right? And so it's got you stalled over there on that, if you sit on this side, the seats are red, and that's how you suffer. You sit on this side, they're green, and that's how you suffer, right? Because you don't know where this is going. What you realize is, this is going nowhere, right?
Right.
And nobody knew this was coming. Nobody. Right? So I love that kind of thing because it can possibly prove to us once and for all that we cannot possibly know what's going to happen. We
yeah.
can't. The smartest person on the planet doesn't know what's going to happen in another moment. Let alone in 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years, or it's not possible.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, I you know, I'm enjoying it in that I'm seeing it. You know, it's
Yes.
the body
Yes.
sensations get run over often. You know, and I, so what just dropped in was to be practicing what now instead of what if, because I
Yes.
can't what
Yes.
if.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so, Brian, with the what now, to me, the exciting opportunity in that is to be completely open in
Yeah.
acceptance of everything that's happening. Everything. Everything the voices are saying, everything that, all the memories that want to come up and pretend that they're from the past, which doesn't exist, all of the future stuff, which also doesn't exist. And just watching all that, watching the body, watching the sensations, and from a place of, yeah, this is what's happening right now. This is really interesting.
That's really helpful. I had a somewhere along the way, this it dropped in this morning guidance from a long time ago. Like, well, I was feeling like the dark thoughts and the worrying. Like, I had to fight it. I have to
Yes,
fight it.
no.
I have to do something to
Yeah,
make it
no.
go away. And it dropped in this morning. The clear guidance was just turn your attention away from it. That's the only guidance there is. It's not a fight.
Don't get engaged. Don't get involved.
So acceptance is a really nice way. It's different than ignoring it somehow, you know?
That's exactly right. Because what we get to see in that is if you're not aware of it, which you have to be in order to accept it, if you try to ignore it, then it's what Colin was noticing. It's following you around, talking to you. But once we accept that all of this is going on, then we can turn attention to what we choose to attend to in awareness.
Yeah, that's basically turning to it for guidance on how to turn my attention away from it, trying to ignore it.
That's right.
And it
That's
just it
right.
sits there and says,
We.
"You're not ignoring me yet."
That's right. You're still suffering.
I
Still
can
on the
accept
train.
that.
Train's
Yeah, that's
gone
good.
nowhere. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Go happy.
Thank you. Go happy.
Thanks, Brian. I think we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here we go.
Oh,
Next
good.
caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, good morning. It's Marianne from Vancouver.
Hello, Marianne. What are you noticing?
Well, the thing that I've been looking at is beginnings always start in confusion and then denial. It's sort of, I can't figure this out, and then I might as well bury my head in the sand kind of thing. But I've moved past it because I see, underneath that is kind of a mistrust of myself and the universe. And I know that's a
Yes.
lie.
Well, may I, right at this juncture?
Sure.
Underneath that is ego,
Yes.
which, of course, doesn't trust you because there's great fear that you're going to see it and stop identifying with it. Certainly doesn't trust life because life is what would put the great kibosh on it.
Yes. So I feel like I it's like, oh, like what you were saying before, it's like it's old news. I don't have to even think about confusion or denial anymore. It's just like that is so yesterday.
Yes, exactly so. And it's so ego. It's what
Yes.
it's always done. It's always done it. Doesn't matter what the content, what the circumstances, it just says the same thing over and over and over. We believe that it has something to do with what's going on, and so we go along with it, we suffer. But now we get to see ego has no idea what this world is that we're in now. And yet
Yes.
it's saying the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
And
can't believe that.
as that shifts, then it's like, what are the possibilities for me
now. So it's sort of like, oh, as the world is in this flux of possibilities, what are the ones that will open, what can I see to open up inside and kind of feel excited and alive?
And are you saying that you're having that excited, alive feeling?
Yes.
And so this is really critical at this juncture, okay?
Okay.
That's where you want to live. We don't need to let ego turn that into content.
Right, okay.
Right? It's the excitement, the enthusiasm, the aliveness of being present to possibility. What ego conditioning wants to come in and do is turn that possibility into concrete. And with, as Brian was saying, something that you know and something you're going to do, so that now you're in its playground, right? Now it's got control. But all we're practicing to do with our beginnings, which every moment is living in that excitement, enthusiasm, the possibility that exists in this here now.
And I feel so good about this. This morning I woke up and the first thing I did was, I didn't get out of bed, I recorded everything that was wonderful in my life, all the things I was grateful for, and I just feel like, well, this is the time to say yes.
Yes, precisely, because it is really silly to say anything else, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. And I love, for all of us, that image of don't get out of bed. Just reach over, pick up that recorder, and start in with everything you're grateful for about your life in the world right now. And the voice is, oh, my God, you have so many gratitude recordings. Good. Here comes another one. Grateful I don't have to listen to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, my dear. Thank you.
Ashwini.
Go happy.
Marianne.
Okay. Go happy.
Thanks, Marianne. And that brings us to the perfect assignment for the day, Sherry, which is, what possibilities might be available if you dropped out of ego's either-or framing of the issue? Record and listen.
Perfect.
Very
right
perfect.
On target. All
exactly.
Right. You can feel that train just starting to chug along down those tracks, right? Doesn't care about color. Isn't interested in that. Just on the move. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Ashwini. I know you and Bob are just working full tilt back there behind the scenes, making what's possible in this endeavor available to us. So thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. And we'll talk tomorrow, hopefully with a few less surprises on the technology. And
yeah. All right. Thank you.
All
thank
right.
Everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.